You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the visual arts. So we're always delighted to be joined by Omari Rush, Executive Director of Culture Source and Chair of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. And Omari, I thought about you the other day, and I saw something. It was a quote, and I think it was from David Zinn, Ann Arbor's favorite chalk artist. It said,
Lisa's favorite chalk artist.
Lisa's favorite person, everyone's favorite chalk artist. How about that? It said, science is how we solve problems. Art is how we cope with them. And I think our coping skills have certainly been challenged a lot lately. So let's just talk about art today. And why don't you introduce our guest?
Well, you know, Lisa, art is special in that way because it has unique access to both our hearts and our minds, you know, and our soul. And so it speaks to us in ways that we don't even know, in languages that we don't know we speak. And so it's a really important thing to engage. And I'm particularly proud that organization like Riverside Arts Center is doing what it can to still be there for our community, still really support our community with the arts during such, you know, wild times in terms of economics, health, and just social relations, racism, that is. And so I'm really pleased to have Alisa Guyton with us on the phone to talk a little bit about what's happening at Riverside these days. Alisa, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for having me, both of you, both Omari and Lisa. You guys are pillars of the community, and I'm just humbled to be here talking to you both.
I will accept that.
I didn't pay her to say it. I'll just throw that in there.
But, you know, I would put you all in that bucket,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, appreciate
Alisa.
That.
I'm wondering how things been going, especially, you know, given your tenure before COVID hit was so brief. what was the before time like, and what was the after time like?
Right. This has been such an amazing challenge. Basically, I became the executive director in December, and I had 3 months to start learning the community, learning what Riverside at its heartbeat is, and then COVID hit. I had to lay off my amazing staff. And that's been such a challenge because they were the ones who were holding this organization together before I came on. The history of Riverside is they didn't have an executive director for about 6 months before I came on board. Having to lay them off, and it's furloughed because I intend to bring them both back. They're such amazing human beings, and it's been hard, but we're moving forward. And right now, we're all about creating partnerships and how can we keep our progressive thinking and really have a great impact on our community.
What have you been doing to keep the Riverside Arts Center in Ypsilanti active and engaged with the community during a pandemic? And now we have racial unrest. So I think there's a lot of room for healing with both of those.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the very basics of it, art is healing. What have we done? We've gone virtual. We have an exhibition online right now called Present, which is about 135 pieces of artwork from 50 to 60 different artists who have submitted. So I urge everyone to go to the website and check that out. We have a toolkit that we typically give to our fourth graders when we do our fourth grade field trips. And it's 52 creative cards that prompt kids to get creative, to do something. We put that into a PDF and that's offered on our website. And then one of the really exciting new programs that we started, it's called Made in 60. And it's basically a Zoom platform where we have six artists who kind of walk us through their process of making a piece of art in 60 minutes. And basically it's a showcase for artists. And then two of those artists from that very first program have offered to do online classes. So starting Monday, June 15th, the first class is called Explorer and Collector, merging art and your everyday environment. And it's on Mondays for 4 weeks, and it's going to be a lot of fun. The other class is called Powerful Portraits, Expressing Your Internal Reality. And that is going to start on June 17th, Wednesdays at noon. You know, this is the first time we've offered online classes. They're completely donation-based. If you, someone doesn't have the money, we're not going to, you know, say, no, you can't. Mm-hmm. The whole part is to engage.
Alisa, you know, what's really interesting about the Art in 60 initiative is that so much of creativity is about the actual process, the sometimes messiness of it, the kind of deliberation, or the quick inspiration, and that turns into something on a page or in your hand or that kind of thing. And so what a great experience. Is there a recommended age range for these experiences, or are you imagining it for everyone?
So our Made in 60 program is definitely geared towards everyone. I mean, the whole family can get involved. The online classes right now, both of those teachers are part of Eastern Michigan MFA program, and their classes are geared towards that 18 and up group. Just because we understand that our constituents, you know, the K through 12 right now, they're at home. They're doing class virtually, you know, school virtually, and we're still working on how to engage those groups. And there's a lot of inventing going on right now. Artists who are helping me, you know, some of them have had experience teaching online. A lot of them haven't. And luckily, we have amazing volunteers like Lisa Volker, who works with EMU's Engage. And she has offered herself to, she's kind of helping guide those artists who have never taught online. She helps them so that they feel confident and comfortable in that online arena.
Do you have any thoughts or plans when the Riverside Arts Center will be reopening to the public?
We are working on that now. The plans that we are working on are super exciting. I wish I could tell you more about it, but until it's solidified, and I'm just going to say I'm excited.
You know, and Lisa, from my perspective, that is music to my ears, to hear both organizations being excited, thrilled to be able to serve their community again in person, but also being very responsible in making preparations so that when folks are back in a building and around instructors and artists, it's a safe, it's, you know, these conditions are safe and kind of health focused. And so, and that's very much what we're seeing kind of throughout the sector, is people being very thoughtful about that decision making. Alisa, good luck in that.
Thank you very much.
And thank you to both of you for joining us on this edition of Art and Soul, the Visual Arts. Amari Rush, Alisa Guyton, Executive Director of Riverside Arts Center in Ypsilanti. Again, thanks for joining us on 89.1 WEMU's Art and Soul.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.